Saturday's event will have a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Bolin Creek Trail in Chapel Hill. Part of the ceremony is to honor Mandy Murphy, who brought the program to the Triangle. Meg Pomerantz is the executive director for the Triangle chapter of Girls on the Run. Pomerantz said Murphy had the foresight 20 years ago to recognize the organization could help girls in the Triangle community.
20 years later, her ideas and her organization and her enthusiasm and all of the people in the community who have helped her over the 20 years has had an impact on 20,000 girls in the community in which we serve.
Girls on the Run is a 10-week, 20-session after-school program. Each session has at least 30 minutes of physical activity, but Pomerantz said the major focus is social and emotional health.
During each of the sessions, there is a theme for that session that covers certain life skills that we feel are important for girls to learn.
Lessons include things like how to talk about your emotions, how to make friends, and how to show empathy. At the end of each season, the girls use their skills to do a community impact project. The girls also participate in a celebratory 5-kilometer run. Because of the pandemic, all members of the Triangle Girls on the Run chapter haven't been able to participate in the 5K together, including this year. But Pomerantz said the Walk Her Story trails are an opportunity for girls and members of the community to get outside and be active. Along the trails will be 6 outdoor signs outlining the core values of Girls on the Run. Pomerantz said some values include recognizing power and responsibility, embracing differences, and expressing joy.
Our mission is to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident. And we do that by using an experience-based curriculum that creatively integrates running. And we envision a world where every girl knows and recognizes her limitless potential.
2 other trails in Raleigh will host the Walk Her Story event in July: William B. Umsted State Park and Blue Jay Point County Park. The paths of the trails are 5 kilometers from start to end of the banners, allowing everyone to complete a celebratory 5K just as the girls do at the end of their season. For more information on the Girls on the Run nonprofit and their Walk Her Story trails, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukic.